I'm just glad Jeremy Otto's focused. I think that's the headline today.
Why is that?
Because he had the biggest story in sports in his update.
Oh, yeah, you made him add it. Yes.
I didn't make him do nothing. Okay. I made him nervous. Okay. I said, Jeremy, you got the latest and greatest. Here's what you're talking about. You got the biggest story in sports?
Yeah, he's like, Tigers.
I got this Brent Rooker note. I go, mm-mm, you're missing it.
Zach McKinstry making the All-Star team.
Yeah, the pity prize. Others leave, so we'll let you in. I'm just glad that happened, so I don't have to hear it. Good.
See, don't you so.
Good. Hope all you boners go out and buy a jersey. I don't care. Won't even watch the game. It means nothing. But God bless.
Hopefully
none of you ruptured a testicle when you heard the news.
I'm with you. I know that's not where we're going. No, I'm with you. When I think All-Star game, I think the best of the best. That's just not him.
No.
No, hey, no slander to him.
Hey, listen. Good for him and his family. Happy for him. So now I want to move on.
Okay.
We have a number of things to get to, including you're going to be the bearer of some really bad news later, man. And then the worst part, I'm going over the top.
Oh.
Because I got something, and it's all from the world of college sports. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Because you were like, don't click that link. Treat it like it's a virus.
Because I want your honest response. What I wanted to start with is, no, we're not doing an opening day special at Saratoga. But I think there is a tie-in here. And the first thing I thought about today was a caller we had yesterday. Guy was on his way down to Comerica.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to go to over 100 Tiger games this summer. He picked a hell of a summer to do that. But it's the idea of your sports pilgrimage. Like, it's no secret. Every summer, the only year of my life I didn't go, and it was because the track was closed to fans, was 2020. Saratoga is a non-negotiable. It is a it is what I do every summer. It's the most special place in the world to me. But everyone's got, or if you're lucky in life, everyone's got one of those places. And I don't know what that is. For some, it'll be their family's cottage. For others, it'll be a specific golf course. Look, a lot of people, they go to Cooperstown every summer.
Yeah.
Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a thing. I wanted to see.
Or to Canton for the NFL Hall of Fame game.
Yes. But what is your version of Saratoga? Like, what is your summer pilgrimage? The place you have to go to. Yes, I would like to keep it sports themed. And no, I'm not asking anyone to go. Although, if you did go, you'd love it. I just want to throw that out there. But.
I'm right here.
No. I will tell you, David is dressed for the Paddock Bar today. David is in full, like the only thing he's missing is like one of your fancy vacation hats. David's got like this wild Hawaiian shirt on today, shorts. He's ready to go. Do you see he dropped a button before broadcast?
Whoa.
He's only got two of them buttoned up.
Uh-oh.
He's in a radio studio. Where the hell are you going?
Okay, Danny Terrio.
Right, exactly.
Two of them buttoned up. It's open all the way now.
That's right. David's going to pretend he's Italian. He's going to have the Kuningil around his neck. It'll be very exciting for him.
Okay, grits for everybody.
Listen, he had a double portion last night. The point I make is this. I would like to know from the people, what is your Saratoga? What is that summer pilgrimage you make? Now, look, you're all over the place. You have varied interests in the world of sports. You are a traveler. I don't know what you are. I don't feel like you do the same thing every summer. You're more of like a Golden Corral planner.
Jeez, way to set the bar low.
Okay, time out. Let me revise that for a minute. What about Ponderosa in its heyday?
Can I get Ponderosa?
Listen,
yes.
Shrimp night was a real event.
Oh, bro, just the wings. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Okay, Ponderosa in its prime is Rico's summer. You're all over the place.
Right.
What would your version, because you know, any chance I get to be in Saratoga, I'm there. Right. I'll be there several weekends this summer. I go for my summer trip. But, like, what is your version of that?
Because when I first thought this, I was like, oh, the thing that I watch. But the thing that I actually go to, Mike, and it's funny because I had Tuesday off. I made a trip to Lansing, and I was trying to justify, could I kill 4 hours in Lansing to stick around for Moneyball? Because it was later that evening, but I had nothing to do. So I'll probably make a trip back up to Lansing just to watch a Moneyball game.
So for the high, it's like basically summer league, it's college edition.
It's like the NBA Summer League, except for it's college, where you get some MSU guys, some Oakland guys, maybe even a couple Michigan guys, and they, you know, it's incoming freshmen. Yeah, they have teams, but yeah, it's nobody's ever filed out of a game. It's just kind of up and down the court. Let's have fun.
Now, here, I don't want to limit it to sports, I guess, because the state of Michigan has so many pilgrimage spots. Yeah. For some people, it's Mackinac. Other people, it's Harbor Springs. Higgins, it's Leelanau. It's Walloon. It's Torch. There's all kinds. I leave it to you guys. But the summer is, look, I don't ask anyone to have to love it.
But I do feel like we need to shake hands, and we became best friends, because while I was gone, you have the same opinion on camping outside.
I don't understand.
It's practice being homeless.
Yes, I don't get it. Yeah, we're in full agreement.
Yes.
But yeah, and ultimately, the pilgrimage thing, listen, I don't know what the qualifier would be. I can only tell you what draws me to going back. I mean, look, I consider Detroit home. This is where I've lived since I was 17. But there's always a piece of me. Home is upstate New York. That is home. That is where I grew up. Saratoga is special the same way sporting venues or cottages or lakes or whatever are special. Some of the best moments of my life have been at that place.
Oh, brother.
It is deeply meaningful. And I just, there's a feeling you get when you go there.
No.
Hey, for some people, maybe it's the big house. Maybe it is Spartan Stadium for some people. Yeah. I don't know.
No. Like for me, growing up, probably until I got into my mid-20s, but I had to make a trip to Cedar Point.
I thought you were going to say Omar's. Okay.
No. I had to make a trip to Cedar Point. It was like, yeah, you had to pick a day, and you just drove down to Sandusky,
still, is that
Ohio.
Still a pilgrimage spot?
Not for me, because I've gotten
for
older.
For people, though.
Oh, yeah. Still, Cedar okay. Point, yeah, because they always constantly are upgrading rides. And, yeah, I mean, it got to the point where we learned how to work the system, and you go on a Sunday. Like, the best time to go is this Sunday after a holiday, because there's nobody in the park.
Now, do they – forgive my naivete. I don't like amusement parks. Not big on things that make you throw up. Mm-hmm. But do they operate like Disney, where, like, you got to buy a fast pass, and then they've got, like, all these different things you can skip the line?
Yeah, and they have that now. Back when I did it, it was no such thing. You just had to wait in line. It had a spot saying, from this – the most depressing thing in the world, from this spot, it's an hour and a half wait. And now you have to make the choice. From this spot, it's a half hour wait.
No. what is your version of Saratoga? The place every summer you go – non-negotiable. And yeah, ideally sports would be the centerpiece of this, but I don't want to limit it to that, because summer is kind of that break, right? Like, look, next week, the only day of the year with no sports. The Tigers are a zillion games up in the division. Summer is about escaping. Now, yeah, mine happens to be sports, but it's also, like, you know what's funny? I was talking to my dad, 4th of July, and we were watching the races. And I said to him, I go, like, what the hell would I be into if I didn't grow up around this? You ever think about that? Hmm. Like, where you grow up really shapes who you are. And, like, the reason I don't have a tie to up north, I didn't grow up here. But, like, Saratoga is so ingrained in where I grew up and what it is and how important it is. But I said to him, I go, like, what the hell would we be bass fishing right now? Like, what the hell would we be doing if we didn't grow up near this? One of the, look, Sports Illustrated named it one of the 10 best sporting venues in America. Right. That's not a me thing.
No, you probably would be camping or hunting. You'd be on the John Jansen plan, where you're hunting or fishing or you're doing something. Or
denying reality.
If you lived here, if you grew up here, trust me, even though, because it was, I have friends of mine who
no.
would throw up on the rides, they still went.
No, if I grew up here, I know what it is. Huh. Oh, my God, I'd be a dream cruiser. Oh, no.
No.
Whoa,
no. No.
David, find the little guy from the movie.
I grew up here.
Oh, no.
I grew up here. I'm not a dream cruiser.
Okay.
So
just making sure.
You know what? The first time you see it, it's like, oh, but when you see people already on Woodward now.
Yes. Well, by the way, your favorite thing is back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was like my realization. It's like, what the hell would I be into if I didn't grow up around this place? 248-539-9797. It could be, look, I'd like to center it on sports stuff, but I'm fine if it's not. But that summer pilgrimage place, the non-negotiable. You know what mine is, and it's opening day up there. Plus, I already had Kenny hit the early double. He's cash and rolling. Now I'm not responsible. Whether it's you, David, Kenny's mother, I am not responsible. Whatever money he's losing will be the track's money the rest of the day. I got him started with two winners. Leave me alone.
You're good.
Okay.
The pressure was on.
Because all day you treat me like I'm a character from New Jack City, like I got him addicted to drugs.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You are Nino Brown. Because right now, at 2:14, Kenny is up. At 5:14,
Kenny will not be up.
Kenny's stealing turkeys.
Hold on. Listen, if he hits the cash and roll double.
If.
Hey.
And if he loses, he's chasing. And the next thing you know.
He's not chasing. He will be dealing from a position of strength.
Next thing you know, he's wearing a wire for the cops.
Kenny right now is Michigan's defensive line room. You're dealing from a position of strength.
Okay.
Every loss is a kid leaving for the portal. You can lose a few transfers. He's okay.
Okay.
Hit him, and we'll get to it. Your summer pilgrimage, it is opening day at Saratoga. No, we're not going to get too far off the beaten
path. Let's break it down. Race five?
I'm happy to.
Okay.
No, my time will come. But listen, do I already have Saratoga-itis? Mm-hmm. Like, am I ready to... Yeah, oh, God,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, this is a business decision right now. Like, do we put the race on?
Yes, you do.
Okay.